While Master was gone, I decided to try to unlock the door. He had been gone long enough that the power of his presence and his will was beginning to fade. If I was to escape, the time was now. I reached out to touch the knob, and a jolt of electricity flashed out, shocking my finger. Ah! An electric sensation of pleasure ran through me. I let go immediately. I didn't recognize this enchantment, but I thought I could break it. I grabbed the doorknob again, and again the sensation ran through me, but this time I didn't want to let go. Some small voice told me there was something important I was supposed to be doing, but mostly all I could think of was how good it felt, and what I could do to feel even better. I began caressing my pussy, just running my fingers along the outside. There was something else I was supposed to be doing. Oh, something important. My fingers felt so good against my clit. Oh, I should stop. Oh, I should stop and try to remember. I started rubbing harder. Oh, I should stop. Oh, I wasn't supposed to be doing this. Oh, stop. Oh, stop. I couldn't stop. Oh. 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 Suddenly the door opened. I stood there, still touching myself, as Master and two new people stared at me. I moved my hand to cover myself, but they had all seen what I was doing. Master smirked at me. "Were you trying to escape, my pet?" I looked away and didn't answer. "I'm quite impressed," said the other wizard. "I didn't believe you when you said you had managed to summon a fairy." He held a leash, and at the end of it was a succubus. Her red eyes smoldered as they looked at me, and she licked her lips. Her naked curves were round and full. I turned my back, trying to hide myself. "Turn around," Master said, his voice full of command. I did so. I could feel my face turning red from embarrassment. "What did you have in mind?" the other wizard asked. "Well," Master said, "I think we should let the girls get to know each other." With a motion from her master, the succubus started walking towards me. I took a step back. "I do not like succubi," I declared. Master reached out and grabbed me, his fingers painfully tied around my arm. "You will do as I say," he whispered fiercely in my ear, "and you will like it. Now go with her." He let go, and the succubus walked towards me, smirking. She grabbed my hand and guided me towards the bed. I looked over my shoulder, pleadingly at Master, but he showed no mercy. The succubus pushed me onto the bed, her nipples brushing against my legs as she rose over me. Her skin was fever hot. Her warm lips brushed my neck as her fingers flicked against the tips of my breasts. "You think you're better than me, don't you, fairy?" Her teeth closed painfully on my earlobe. "Well, you're not." She twisted my nipple. "Here, you're my bitch," she said. She started kissing her way down my neck, down my stomach, her warm lips soft and wet against my skin. I almost screamed when her teeth pulled at my nipple, but I didn't want to give her the satisfaction. I couldn't keep myself from squirming underneath of her, though, and she grinned a satisfied grin, her sharp canines shining in the light. She made it to my pussy, and oh, and it felt so good. Her hot tongue pressed against my clit. Oh, I was still sensitive from touching myself, and she took full advantage. Oh. Oh, I didn't want to like it. Oh, and I certainly didn't want her to know I liked it. Oh, but I couldn't hide it. Oh, as her lips and tongue moved against me, oh, she slipped a finger inside of me. I gasped. Oh, it was much hotter than my master's finger, almost burning. "You like that, don't you, fairy bitch?" she taunted, slipping another finger into me, and another, filling me. Oh, she started moving her fingers. Oh, and I couldn't help myself. Oh, I started coming. Oh, 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 oh. She stopped. And I noticed that Master and the other man were standing next to her, watching me. Show me what you learned, Master said, simply. I swallowed and looked at the grinning succubus. She bounced on the bed next to me and spread her legs open. I hesitated. Master grabbed my hip and shoved me over onto the succubus. I looked at him pleadingly. Oh, his hand was firm and left my ass stinging. Oh, I took a deep breath and felt the succubus's warm fingers run through my hair, pressing my lips against her hot pussy. I moved my tongue forward, tentatively. She gasped in a breath as it brushed against her clit. I started moving my tongue, faster and harder, and I heard her moan. Her juices tasted sweeter than I expected, though as sour as I had feared. I told myself that the sooner I made her come, the sooner I could be done. Master grabbed my hair from behind and tilted my head up so that I was still licking her pussy, but I could see that the other wizard was bringing his cock over to the succubus's mouth. I could feel Master's cock start pressing against my pussy, still wet with my cum and the succubus's saliva. He pushed his cock into me suddenly. Oh, I still wasn't used to his big human cock. Oh, I started to lift my head up, but he pushed me back down into the succubus's pussy. Be a good girl, he whispered, his voice breathy and deep. Make that slut come. And just like that, I wanted to. I wanted to make that slutty succubus come. I wanted to show her who was the bitch. With my master's cock inside me, I pushed harder against her pussy. My tongue swirled around her clit. Her moaning became louder, though it was still muffled by the other wizard's cock. I started putting my fingers inside of her. I let the force of master's thrusts push my fingers in and out of her. Her pussy was wet and tight and almost too hot around my fingers, but I kept going. That's a good girl, master whispered in my ear. Make her come for me. He thrust harder into me, oh, filling me up and stretching me. Oh. Make her come, pet, he said again. Make her come. I curled my fingers slightly, trying to hit her G-spot. I flicked my tongue against her clit faster and harder, and her moans got louder despite the cock filling her mouth. Oh, oh, I could feel her pussy tightening as she came around my fingers. I buried my mouth in her slit, lips and tongue brushing against her until she stopped twitching against me. As she started to calm down, I finally lifted my face from her mound. Good job, Master said. I think you earned a treat. Friend, he said, addressing the other wizard, what sort of host would I be if I invited you to see such a rare specimen and didn't let you play with her yourself? The other wizard smiled. Why, that would make you a most ungracious host. With that, he left the succubus and moved towards me. The other wizard grabbed my hair and pressed his dick against my lips. I opened my mouth as wide as I could, pushing my tongue over my teeth as he shoved his cock inside me. Mm. 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 Show my guest a good time, pet. I don't want you embarrassing me, Master said. The best I could do was try not to bite down as the cock thrust deep into my mouth, tickling my throat. Mm. 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 My master's cock felt so good in my pussy. It was making it harder to keep my mouth open. That's it, said Master. You're my good pet. Suddenly, the other wizard pulled out and jerked my head up. His hot cum sprayed all over me, running down my chin onto my breasts. He wiped his cock on my cheeks, and I could finally cry out freely as Master started thrusting harder and faster. Oh, oh. His hands on my hips, pulling and pushing me in rhythm with his thrusts. Oh, he moved his thumb and pressed it against my clit, and I lost all control over myself. Oh, oh, oh. You like this, don't you? Master said. Yes, I moaned. I didn't care that the succubus and other wizard were watching. Oh, I just wanted him to keep going. What would you do if I stopped? He asked. No, Master, I cried. Master, please don't stop. Oh. Are you going to be a good little obedient slut for your master now, he said. Oh, yes, I moaned. I'm your good little slut, Master. Oh, please don't stop. Oh. Oh, show my friends you're a good slut, Master said. Ask for my permission to come. Oh, please, Master, please. Oh, please let me come. Oh, oh. okay, he said. You can come. Oh! Oh! Oh, I came hard around his cock. Oh! Oh! Thrusting harder and deeper. Oh, I could feel his cum pouring out inside of me, filling me with warmth. Oh, oh, oh. He stroked my hips for a moment before finally pulling his cock out of me. I could feel his cum dripping down my thighs. My master turned and looked at his friend. "Do you want to go downstairs for refreshments?" he said. "All right," the other wizard said, turning to his succubus. "Clean her off, Floris," he said. I winced at the thought of that hot tongue on my sensitive nipples again. With that, both wizards left the room and left me there at her mercy for hours.